At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
We start today's program with a little show and tell. I received an early birthday present yesterday from our newest addition to the family, Mr. Josh Soroka. A sports-centric.
I did check in with Rob beforehand, and Rob said, "No, we don't do gifts.
We don't.
I've already got things in my cart.
We have, and we haven't. So it's
Mike, first, sorry. Perhaps more importantly, let me give the gift of concern. How do you feel?
I feel better. I feel better than I felt yesterday. So I'm
good.
I'm looking forward to living. So Mr. Soroka sent me my two favorite teams in golf ball fashion. If you'll notice the Boston Red Sox logo right there. Can you see it?
Beautiful, yes. Yeah.
Okay. And then
I thought it was good time.
Try to react, Rob. There you go.
I told him specifically.
You told him specifically what?
That we don't do gifts.
Yeah, he said we don't do gifts.
You know, Rob, I don't need any gifts. The New York Giants golf balls.
No, those look awesome. Those look very cool. Those logos those look, pop a little better on air.
They look exactly like the Boston ones.
They are. That's because they're similar. You know what's funny? I will say I am feeling a lot better, but the feeling of congestion has now worked its way into my left ear.
And oh,
I know that my audio is balanced in these little buds that I wear, but I know that right now I can't hear out of this one. So it's just a pain in the ass. This
when
one
you
I'm
get
not
up,
sure about.
Mike, when you get up from your chair, are you going to fall?
Yes. It's my greatest fear, Rob, since the theme of today's show is 65.
I know. And Mike, you have to remember, people don't fall down because they get sick. People get sick because they fall down.
And after 6'5", you don't want to go into a hospital.
No, you don't.
Even though I was in a car wreck in one last week.
You may not. You
by
may
the
not
way, $686
out.
Bucks that I now have to deal with the insurance company. Thanks a lot. Be careful when they say, "Do you want to be transported?"
More than anything.
The EMT says, you know what, with the difficulty breathing, I think it would be the right thing to do. I said, well, if he says so. And then ka-ching. There's the flag. That's the Red Sox flag right there.
And is that the kind that hangs on a little crossbar out in front of your house?
No, it sits on your desk.
Stand. Oh, okay. I didn't realize.
Why would that hang in front of your house as a crossbar if it was that size?
Well, it could unroll and say Boston. It's folded up, is it not?
It's got the Boston logo on it.
No,
could it not say Boston?
What Rob's saying. Yeah, it could be the whole word, and it'd still be really short. But
yeah. Well, I mean, they're small, those flags. I know. They sent me one. It only cost me about $78,000, 4 years of tuition, and they sent me one.
The Rams, VCU Rams.
Oh no, VCU. They still charge. WVU was kind with the swag.
This one's going to go right into because I don't have to.
Whenever someone gets back into baseball, I want to encourage it,
Mike,
even if it is the Red Sox.
And Josh, it's organic. I'm not faking it, and I'm not doing it because you because that is your passion, the Baltimore Orioles. I'm doing it because I.
Mike, you don't realize how much you look like the lady from Grey Gardens right now.
It's the best costume for the day.
But so we're really excited about
what's
the
her
Boston
name? Edith?
Red Sox.
Edith Ann?
Edie. Little Edie.
Little Edie.
It's the best costume for the day.
That's what you look like.
Can you find some Grey Gardens for us?
Of course, it's in your soundboard. I believe so.
So we have the logo, your B logo. And when I was going to say organic, I was going to say watching the highlight. This is how I know the worm has turned for me a bit.
Yeah.
I'm watching the highlights from last night. Didn't watch the whole game, Josh, you'll sit down and knock out a whole game. I know you will.
Yeah, I watched the whole game last night.
You're that passionate a fan. I will wait till the highlights. The highlights have spoiled me rotten for the NHL playoffs, and which, by the way, are going back to Canada for the fans of Edmonton. Fantastic for you fans in Edmonton. Very painful for the fans down here in Florida, but that's okay.
Mike, we have audio from that game.
Okay, let's listen.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. We have audio from that game.
This is the best thing to wear for today, you understand. Because I don't like women in skirts. And the best thing is to wear pantyhose or some pants under a short skirt, I think. Then you have the pants under the skirt. And then you can pull the stockings up over the pants underneath the skirt. And you can always take off the skirt and use it as a cape. So I think this is the best costume for the day.
Isn't she lovely?
Isn't she is great.
She wonderful. Well, that's
Mike,
the real
hot.
One right there. That's
I believe
not,
so, yeah.
That's not Drew Barrymore playing Little Edie, which she did brilliantly, by the way. And now I hold in my hand one more gift from Josh Soroka.
Jesus.
This is my favorite of all. And I had a meltdown before the show when little stubby pain in the ass, the puppy, the newest yes. puppy, yeah. had these in his mouth.
I'm a
it
potato.
It had the perfect label on it, and Stubby Potato, Sergeant Stubby Potato. All right, here we go. These are the Boston Red Sox Fenway Park socks, which the gold gift of all of them.
They are literally Red Sox socks.
You've got the diamond down here. Yeah. You've got the Boston skyline back there with the Prue. Mm-hmm. As we Bostonians say, that's the Prue right there.
Right.
Prudential Center. And I am committing to it. They are still sewn together. You know, they're still...
Yeah, stitched. Right,
they're still together. And I will only put these on when the Red Sox make it. Not win it. When they make it to the World Series, I will... When the next time... And so these very well... These socks could very well stay sewn together till death.
They can get passed down to Michael.
Yeah. Yes, they can. They can get passed down
What's
to my
What's great,
son.
Mike, is Absolutely. You can see the skyline, you can see Fenway, and if you eventually unfold them on the other side of the socks, you can see racial divisiveness. It really represents all of Boston.
The last team to integrate, Rob. There you go. The Boston Red Sox. There we are. And Josh, thank you. Thank you for that. This
You're
was
welcome.
Great. If anything, it gave me a wonderful start to the show today, and I'm very, very excited. But the socks are... That's the first thing I saw when I opened it up, and that's what got me really, really excited. You were waving over there. What are you looking at?
I was going to tell Robert to come tell you happy birthday
because
he's getting
fantastic.
Ready to go into the office. Robert, come say hi.
Here comes the good-looking guy.
He took out his earbuds.
Man.
Yeah,
the good-looking man. There you are. Are you subbing today again?
No, he's going into Monumental to do his Wizards work.
Oh, the Wizards work. So you're what may be your chosen field.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Congratulations, buddy, on the I don't know if he can hear me. Congratulations on the internship, Robert.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's going really well. I like it a lot.
Oh, that's awesome. I love the fact that you nailed that intro. We want to thank old Ralph for helping along with that one. So is it cool being in the middle of that, even though it's like now the off season, is it cool to be involved with that?
Yeah, of course. Like every time I go into the office, I walk past all these pictures of like Ovi holding the Stanley Cup. So like seeing stuff like that walking in is kind of surreal because I've always wanted to be a part of it. So now I'm actually a part of it.
You are part of the what element of the PR machine of that Caps Wizards organization? What are you doing at your job?
So I'm still working in esports, which is just like competitive video gaming. So I work with like the Washington District Wizards, which is like their NBA 2K league team, which is just like video game basketball. So I work with them, and it's been a lot of fun. I have the experience just because I work with WV's esports team, so I'm glad it could translate to something useful for me.
Now, where do esports stand right now? Because I'll be honest with you, I haven't seen a lot of it out there. Is it flatlining? Is it growing? Is it decreasing? What's the state of esports in the world right now?
I think it's getting bigger every single day. I mean, that technology is always getting bigger and better every day. So, you know, more and more people are playing video games. But I think the big thing with esports that is going to, like, change is not so much how often you see it. It's more of the availability of it. So if you wanted to watch it, you could just go ahead and watch it. You could do whatever. because, you know, some people don't like it, some people do. So, yeah, I think it's going to be way more open and available to other
people. Is it true what my kid says, Robert, that, you know, some of these guys can make a gazillion dollars competitively playing in these tournaments? I mean, they feel like arenas with people, right?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was really weird. Like, last week was my first week, so they were doing what's called the... I'm pretty sure it's called the turn for the NBA 2K League, which is like almost like a play-in type of thing for the playoffs, but there was cash involved. So like the last place of this four-team tournament got like, I think it was like $100,000. So like, yeah, it was a
wow. So there's money out there. That's the
big
deal right there.
Yeah, there's tons of money.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, I wanted to say congratulations on the internship. I'm glad to see you always pop in. Whenever you want to talk about esports, we'd love to have you on the show, okay?
Yeah, it's always a pleasure. Good to see you. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much, Robert III. Thank you very much, buddy. Amazing. Amazing.
Can you believe Josh got him presents?
You know, I love the curve he's on, Rob Spiewak.
Robert, I mean, I just wish
right?
I could be. I just
you
wish
be
I
so
could.
Proud as a dad.
I wish I could just be proud of him. That's all.
I mean, it's just.
I wish I loved him.
He's just more. I know you. I know how much.
I love you, son. Have a great day.
And it's just. I love having him on the show now. I really do. Anytime I get a chance to talk to him, it's a bonus. So
well, we each have a replacement we're grooming.
Yeah. This is no. We don't. No, we want them to stay far away from this business.
Actually, you're right.
No, I don't care. I whatever. But my kid now is over at the University of Miami. He is.
What's the latest? Because he yesterday the shine was off the apple. The bloom was off the rose.
He's okay. This is a 10-year-old, and he is ultimately, you know, battling homesickness, but having a fan. There were two calls I got during the middle of the day yesterday, and both of them. One was when he was eating and laughing, and then another one where he was just laughing, and they were maybe 30-second phone calls each. Okay, Dad, I got to go.
I love it.
And he hangs up, and he's having a fantastic time. The evening, like right around 8:30, 9 o'clock, is when the homesickness hits. That's when he's in.
Sure.
And if you saw the – not to cast any aspersions on the fabulous University of Miami, but if you saw this dorm – and I was in a lot of dorms. I was in a lot of high-rise dorms as well, and I was in dorms of varying degrees
of
quality. Were
you ever an RA?
I was never an RA.
Okay.
Never an RA.
Okay,
But these dorms, sparse would be the
Spartan.
Spartan dorms. And they have a true institutional quality. Now, I'm sure when you get them all directed, but it's a lot of cinder block. You know, the showers that look like really you would see them in one of the
correctional facilities.
So,
now, I have a question because I did some dormitory living too.
Yeah.
When you walked in, was there a smell recognition, an olfactory factor?
No, there wasn't. No,
okay.
There wasn't at all. And I'm really sensitive to that. I'm really sensitive. There was not. It did not exist. So I was stunned at how. But it is so barren.
Yeah.
And so this morning, he calls first thing in the morning, and then he calls a little bit later. And I hear him talking to his mother, and he says, "Mom, what we're doing right now is we are." My roommate and I, and we haven't seen or been introduced to the roommate, which I will remind him is the
and also
thing
the
to do.
The roommate doesn't photograph. You can take a picture, and he doesn't cast a reflection, which
Hello.
Is strange.
He is creature of the night. Oh, what a beautiful music he makes! There you go. Sorry.
So what the deal is that they are packing now. For tomorrow, late afternoon,
to make it like make a fast getaway.
Yeah, yeah. To make a fast getaway. That's
and they can't
doing.
Have packed that much.
And the other kid's going into six, so he's a youngster too. But he's having a great time. He dissected a cow heart yesterday. That was his. That was his little medical. They are still in the middle of
that. You can eat.
That you can eat. You reached in, take the beating heart out, and eat it like that. Dissected a cow heart. They are still working on their forensics case, and then I have no idea how it's going to ramp up.
Is it the forensic case solving who killed the cow?
Who killed the cow and took its heart out?
from its chest cavity.
That's right.
My heart. Look at my heart.
My heart.
So he's having a great time during the day, a little homesick at night, but he's toughing it out. And he said, Dad, the only bad night's sleep I had was on Monday, the first night that he was there. And Sunday night, was it Sunday night?
Sunday, I think.
Sunday night. Yeah, Sunday.
Sunday.
So he's doing fine. I'm very, it's, very
you know what? That's to be expected, I think, because I'm sure the daylight hours up through dinner are very regimented to keep him busy and distracted.
It's well, when I don't he gets think it's back to keep him distracted. I hope they've got a program.
I tell you exactly
there.
What it is, Mike. It's distraction.
Do you think that's mild, what college is?
That, yeah,
is
and mi- distraction.
Distracted?
And mild it sedatives. It gets you out of the house.
But the mild sedatives are provided by your friends from college, right?
Oh. Exactly. Oh,
yeah. Hi, can we play a game?
Sometimes they provide decongestants.
That's funny. Oh, I am feeling better, but it's the way it is.
It's
oh,
breaking Lord. Up is what it is.
But
breaking 10
year
up
olds,
is hard to do.
You know, Josh has a 10-year-old. You know what yeah. I'm talking about. It's a little homesickness. And you've done, next week, you do your...
Yeah, I do the middle school.
Middle camp school with, camp.
A little bit older.
How many kids that you've experienced in, what, 24 years of being at that camp?
Yes.
How many times have you experienced, because there are varying degrees of homesickness, and I'm curious, how many in the history of your stay there, being one of the poobahs of the camp, yeah. how many times have kids absolutely had to bail?
Like a breakdown.
Oh, I think... See, I don't have to directly deal with that because I
okay,
don't have
so
any
don't
responsibility
know
for the kids.
For
so right, I'll
sure.
see and notice, and there's definitely probably one a year at least
okay.
of a camp of 500 yeah. kids.
Yeah.
There's normally at least one that goes home the first day or second
the worst,
day.
The worst thing I got from my kid on Sunday night was, I can't do it.
And I'll tell you.
I can't do it.
That's
it,
tough.
It got worse when cell phones came out. And when cell phones became regular with the kids to have the phones.
And now FaceTiming, we FaceTime
right.
all the time. Yeah. Which,
right, but that
exist.
Makes the homesickness worse.
I know.
Because
it
you
does.
can't totally sever the tie. Now, Josh, right. if you've done it for 24 years and the court's mandated 25 years, is next year going to be the last year
this
you
community
do it?
Service thing?
It is, yeah.
I've been telling people it's my last year for 10 years. And now it's
see.
At the point where it's middle school camps and I've already ran their kids through. Like the parents were middle schoolers when I was here, and now their kids are going through it. And now some of the kids are counselors that were here in middle school when I was here.
It's got to be rewarding. I
Do
mean,
the parents,
all seriousness, it's got
to
be pretty cool to see
that. Josh, let me ask you this,
that.
And I, you know, I'm very nice to you because you're still a new member of the team here. Do the parents ever express concern to you about you dropping your consonants?
It is all churches
or your
in
overall
Baltimore.
Grasp of the English language. Do they give
Ouch,
you a
Ouch, I think
a
the first
time?
Question was nicer.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it's all churches from Baltimore, so they all have that same accent.
That's great.
I'm going to choke. Yeah. I'm going to cough. Oh, my God. That's terrible. It's all churches from Baltimore. I remember the one church from Baltimore, the Catholic church from Baltimore, with the big scandal. They had a whole documentary on it. I forgot the name
oh, yeah.
of the church.
It was Horrible. Our Lady of the Steamed Crab.
It was, no, Our Lady of the, you know, don't let the kid go into the head priest's office.
That's right. I remember it, too. Yeah, I remember
that. With
that,
you know. Oh, my God. But anyway, so this weekend, ladies and gentlemen, it's official. I reach the age of retirement. And thank
That'll
you,
be
Rob.
On the 22nd that you turn
thank
65.
You. I don't feel much different from when I was doing the show 20 years ago. I am continuing any fantasy. There was a fantasy back a long time ago that I would bag this entire enterprise when I was 55. That I would. I really
was that the long range plan?
That was kind of what I was thinking. That I
so if you bagged it in 1955,
this.
That would have been 2014.
You mean 1955. I mean, when I was 55.
When you were 55, that would
yes.
have been a retirement in 2014. What year did you make the sort of broad sweeping decision that maybe you would retire in 2014?
It was the doing of the show was difficult back in the day when we were all on the radio at WJFK.
So that
as
was
we have discussed as we have discussed multiple times on this program.
Yeah.
The difficulty with interpersonal communications.
That was 2008 and 9. So
not anything that I would ever label as overall horrific. I was making a ton of money.
Yeah, it wasn't dysfunctional. I'll tell you that.
What's that?
I don't think it was dysfunctional. It was just a little broken. It wasn't like nothing that we're going to have PTSD about those radio years, the last two radio years.
You want to stand by that statement?
Well, I mean, I don't talk to her anymore, so it's been fine.
Who are you talking about? Beth Ann?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the other guy, Rob. Come on now. Don't leave me under the bus
No. I thought you said at the end of our run on JFK.
No, because the decision for 55 was made for me much earlier than that.
Okay, now it's
that
clear
I said,
to me.
This is when, you know, if I can make it, I always thought, if I can make it till that number, that's what it'll be. No, I didn't. This was not a decision that was come up. When I talk about the dysfunction.
Okay, totally on board with you with that.
It was tough.
Yeah.
It just was not, it wasn't the way it should be.
Because if it was really bad, Mike, we'd still be having occasional nightmares about it.
And those do not happen to me very often anymore.
But they do.
They do. Do you still get them?
Of course. If that had been really bad, Mike, all the principals on the show would suffer from stomach distress of some sort.
That's what we're talking about. I thought that would be a good number.
Great. And yeah.
The podcast came along right when the radio thing in Washington was ending, and so I have not in the last, if you hit 55 in the last 10 years, I haven't really even processed it. I haven't even, because it just does, it, this has become more in the last 2 years of what I do than the fun stuff that I do. This is more fun. This is right up with a hobby level, which means I don't know when I'm going to throw in the towel here because I'm enjoying myself doing it.
Mike, I saw some stain.
Not breaking rocks, by the way.
I saw some stain from WMAL on the news this week. And he says, not many people are going to be able to retire at 65 anymore, so the secret is to do what I did. Find something you can do well past 65. So the fact that we're not gardening for a living, it allows it. But you're right. You know, Mike, I don't feel mentally much different than I did when we started together.
No.
And that was a long time ago.
No, it's and this thought pops into my mind an awful lot, that I think that when you get to be a certain age and you are vital, that makes you, and when I'm talking about vital, it's, I mean, you're bouncing around, you're able to do stuff. There, in my grandparents' day, 65 was old.
Old.
And I mean, really old. And now it ain't.
You're right.
And so
we've advanced.
It really does seem like people that jump off at 65, by the time they get to be 75, they can really be entitled pricks.
Yeah. Mike, that's very valid.
I have to say.
That is
because
very
they
valid.
Don't, you have to, and my mom, God rest her soul, she taught me this. You have to have, and not a lofty, high purpose, but having a little purpose is important.
I agree.
I feel as though the folks that listen to this show give us enough feedback, good and bad, where even the haters, I have a purpose for coming in every day to give them something that they want to bitch about.
I have a question
so
for you
I think
about
it's
that.
And that gives me satisfaction. Not that people hate, but
in the past few years, I've grown to feel the same way, that we do provide, however minuscule, a purpose.
Yeah.
By doing this. Is that a relatively recent revelation for you, or have you felt that a long time? For me, it sort of came along with social media when I got to see something tangible.
That's something I've only started to think about as I get older. And, as far as this big number, the only thing I can say about this number is thank you, federal government. I am not only excited, but I am willing and grateful to be on the government's teat. And
you've paid into it long enough.
Well, I also hate the people down here. That's like, these people that want something for free. But meanwhile, I don't see them walking away from Medicare.
Sure.
I don't see, I see them playing the system for all it's worth. So I'm just here to say to Uncle Sam from Mike O'Mara, Thank you.
You're referring to the classic 1940s version of Uncle Sam.
Yes, with the beard
haggard old man and the white beard and the
super thin.
Yeah, the red and white top hat. Yeah.
Super thin. And to Uncle Sam, please take care of that $686 bill that I got in the emergency room after my car accident.
It wouldn't kill you, Uncle Sam.
This is going to be, I think, I am getting the feeling that this is going to be the battle of the insurance companies. I think that's what it's going to be. Who
takes
care of it?
Well, Mike, they can't get what you don't pay.
Yeah, I just don't want to. I don't want to get in trouble.
Well, you know what? Yes. With age comes a certain disregard of that too. You can feel a little entitled. You're 65 almost.
Yeah,
you can be entitled.
Why not?
You can say you were persuaded to be transported.
You know what's did Josh change his camera shot a little bit there, or what? All of a sudden, he leaned into it.
I leaned in.
Lean in again. Look at how big your head gets when you lean. Oh my God! There's that mohawk. That's it.
I love it. Yeah.
What are you? Are you? Is that a pen or a straw that you're drinking? I have.
No, it's my iPad pen.
Okay. All right.
For notes.
The high.
It's a piece of plastic, Mike.
Very exciting. I lost my train of thought.
He pulled that pen out at the when we had lunch together.
Of all the people that I have experienced that are entitled down here, was the lady at the Chinese restaurant.
Owner or patron?
Patron.
Okay.
That turned to her husband, because they all travel in pairs, and said, "I can't tell what the person's saying." You know, just, and this was not that old a lady, but she was being such a C word.
Yes, I understand.
Right in front of the person. And I said, please beware of that. Try not to be that. And,
yeah.
Usually, if I'm not on the phone with a telemarketer, I usually adhere to those rules and do that. And would you like to know Carla's message to me as Saturday I celebrate my 65th?
How long have you been with her?
I have been with Carla well over 20 years. 2003 is when we started dating. So 21 years.
21 years. So you were, you were only 44 when you met her.
This is true. Yes. Thank you for doing that.
Hey, that's my age.
Look at that.
Josh is 44.
Yeah.
So we have 50s, 40s, 60s now, which is the way I like it.
Mike, even the boss.
Even the boss. We have the best hits of the 60s, 50s, and 40s. Carla said to me, I said, I'm going in to talk about my 65th birthday on the show today. Any message? She says, please don't die.
That's sweet.
That's it.
Yeah. I get that from Carrie occasionally. They're just concerned. Mike, you know what that is? That's very similar in their language to another three-word phrase. Please don't die also means I love you.
Carla also asked me about the weight loss thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in a holding
pattern. She should know that she's responsible for it.
44. I've been in a holding pattern for a very long time at 82 pounds. I want to lose more.
I know, but Mike, you know what? The fact, if you can stay at the weight you are now, it is
easy. I
want to
go further.
I can tell you from someone who knows, it's easy to lose weight. It's easy to gain weight. The hard part is maintaining a weight.
Well, I want to do more, but she said, what are some of the changes? So last week, after I wrecked my car, I was autoless because Carla had to go slay the dragon.
Right.
And I work her like a dog.
You
I'm
should.
Like, you know, if she has idle time on her, shouldn't you be face washing right now?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that add to the till? Can you get out and do some face washing for it? So she goes off to work and I'm without an automobile.
Mm-hmm.
And my kid
housebound.
Is housebound. And my kid is home and he's playing video games all day. So it doesn't matter. It's summertime. I let him do that. I'm very lenient about that. And at the time, I find out that there is a rental car shop that is right next to the community I live in. You just have to go about a mile and a half down the street.
It's walking right distance, you just had to cross a road.
And this is a little longer than that. You have to walk from my community, my little mini community, to the outside of the community, then walk up along the main drag, then cross the road, and then go up to the main drag, and there's the shopping center. And there it is. And I'm here to tell you, I said, you know what? In the past, when I have done any walking whatsoever, I have always been aware, even though it's a flat area, of any elevation, because my body would tell me, oh, you're walking uphill.
Mm-hmm.
This last time was the first time that I was blissfully unaware of elevation changes. I know that might not sound like much to the average in-shape person out there, but I am telling you, I processed everything other than the fact that I was walking. And you can relate to this, Rob Spiewak. In the past, you can walk and just be like, when is it going to be over? Yep. Here comes that slight rise in the hill, that type of thing. Now,
Do you know one of my key factors in how much I enjoy a theme park is the levelness of the theme park?
Yes.
Hershey Park has a lot of hills. Not great.
Not good. Josh, you were going to say something?
No, I didn't have anything.
Oh, I thought you said, Mike. I heard you. It's...
Well, that's good. That means you're ambulatory, and that's key. How about when you're walking on the golf course? Are there hills there?
I don't walk. I ride.
Yeah, but sometimes you walk a little bit.
Yeah, it's a four-wheel rascal scooter. Let's be honest with you. I mean, you limp. If you see the physical condition of some people that are out there, you limp from one place.
You still have to walk from the path to the ball.
I haven't done that in a long time because we have had amazing weather down here, lots of rain and the old back procedure. So that'll be coming up later. I will say this, that... we are going on vacation starting on, we pick our kid up tomorrow.
Now you say that we're going to do shows. I'm going to be here. You're going.
You're
going to
be here.
Right.
I'm on a vacation for a week. And look, my idea of a vacation is that you don't have the responsibilities that you normally have. Mm-hmm. That's it. It can be a staycation. We are staying in the state of Florida. We're going to pick my son up.
Lucky.
Then we're going to go up the road and stay at a place by the beach for 4 days. Okay. 3 days. 3-4 days.
Does the place have the word lodge in it? Econo or something like that?
No, we're not staying. We're staying at a person's place.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, we're staying at an Airbnb-type place.
That's cool.
And then, Mrs. O'Mara insisted that we take the dogs. And right now, with the puppy... And, my idea of the ideal vacation is not having to deal with dog shit. That's just it. That's what I am aware of, and that's what I care about. And I'm humoring her. Because really, in a small
Is it a done deal, though? Is it a done deal?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I live to please her. That's the goal. I live to please her.
And that makes sense. If she's a primary breadwinner, you have to, allow.
It's a drag.
You might enjoy. Is it the kind of place where the dog can go on the beach, or a dog's prohibited from going on the beach?
I don't know.
Because you know what, you wear that dog out, bring a ball, run him like crazy.
Well, and the puppy can't be left to go on the beach. He might.
And then Mike, there's always the cautionary tale of Tippett from Jaws.
Tippett the puppy.
Tippett, the black lab who doesn't come back from the ocean, right before the first.
Which dog died in Jaws?
The black dog named, it's either Tippett or Pippett. I've seen both of them online, and he gets munched right before the initial attack on the beach, like with that Some Bad Hat Harry right in that attack.
Does the dog get attacked? I'm trying.
Yeah, but it's off.
Does the dog get attacked after the lady gets attacked?
Yes, the lady is in the first scene.
Where it's like,
yeah. But the dog, we don't see the dog die. We just get the premonition of the guy that was throwing a stick, I think, or a frisbee. I think it was a stick. And then the dog doesn't come back, and he goes, Tippett.
Okay,
Tippett.
Now I remember.
Tippett.
Now I totally remember that.
And I don't know if it's Tippett or Pippett. I would love some confirmation on that. You know who might know?
We'd have to ask Paulie Christine.
Paul Blair Christine would know, yes.
No. Right. You might remember him from when we had the Richard Dreyfuss ordeal. That was
He's now summering at Richard Dreyfuss's compound.
Now, what could save you, Mike, is check the Airbnb rules. Make sure they allow dogs.
Mm-hmm. They do. They do. That was done as I was setting the thing up. That was a
What is their rule on ball pythons?
Ball pythons will be that's right. He will be staying. And yesterday, I fed him a rat. I'm glad you brought it back.
Oh, gross.
Went to the pet store. I got a live one. I got a great one. I got a live one. This is my life, folks. Sorry to gross you out, but it's my life. I got one, and first of all, I go to I think it's the Petland. I think that's the name of the chain I went to.
Is that the place we went to that's it's big and they have puppies and
it has... You went to the grittier pet store where reptiles are sold and spiders and all that stuff.
It was called Abuse Jungle, I think was the name of it.
This was much more of a sanitized mall style, but they do sell small animals you can eat.
Now, when they're selling them, are they thinking that this could be a pet rat or do they know it's a feeder rat?
They know. You see a guy like me walk in, do you have a small rat? They know that I'm not going to walk it around the neighborhood and have it take a dump in the yard.
When you ask for a small rat, do you give them a very, very overt wink?
I use a Dracula accent when I go, hello, I was wondering if you could find me a small rat, please. I go in, I get the rat, I don't see the wizened old lady put the rat in the box. So I am unaware, but I asked for a small rat, and I saw it like in its little enclosure, and it didn't look that big. When I release the rat, when I get it home, I realize this is unequivocally the biggest rodent that Jake has tackled. And he tackles it within 6 seconds. He hits it, and
no idea until release. Because when you have to pick up the rat and come home from Pet Jungle or whatever, you're essentially, it looks like you're coming home with leftovers from TGI Fridays.
You know the videos or the still photos when you see like a giant anaconda or a Burmese python that has swallowed an alligator or a human being and their body is distended a little bit? That's what Jake looked like yesterday afternoon. I am praying. I haven't gone out to the garage where he lives now.
Yes.
I am praying that you remember back when I fed him too big a rodent?
Yeah.
And they regurgitate it.
Yeah.
I'll know that today. I think he's big and strong enough now where he can handle that
Mike,
rat.
Our boy has grown up.
Who's a big boy now?
Now, if he regurgitates it, he'll eventually eat it again, right?
No, we will as a family. That's the way that'll go. We'll enjoy it.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well,
yeah, we'll have it.
Happy 4th of July.
Have a great holiday, everybody.
Have a great holiday, everybody.
Hey, we've got a great bunch of news for you today, and you're going to enjoy that.
Do you call it the flip side?
The flip side.
No. You call it the homepage.
Round table.
Yeah. Coming up.
The Mike O'Meara Show is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible. Financial genius. Monetary magician. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. You see, my friends, Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, everybody. Did you know Americans pay about twice as much for their wine as the rest of the world?
Why? I want to go on vacation
not
with the dogs.
Not that wine. Come on, Mike.
Real wine.
Real.
Why? Because laws dating back to Prohibition, terrible time, ensure the right of wholesalers to make big margins. That's crazy stuff. So listen up. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines. It's a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet. So you get a box of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. It means you can enjoy Naked Wines before and after that much-needed vacation with the dogs. Go to nakedwines.com/TMOS and click enter voucher in the top right when you get to the website. Then enter TMOS for both the code and password to get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. That's $100 off and less than $7 per bottle. nakedwines.com/TMOS and use the code and password TMOS to grab 6 bottles for just $39.99. nakedwines.com/TMOS, code and password TMOS for $100 off your first 6 bottles. Drink up, Shriners.
I was excited about the new out cue.
People like it. People are digging it.
Yeah.
For some reason, celebrities love to poor mouth about their upbringings. Well, I know what the reason is. The reason celebrities do is the reason we do it.
Yeah.
People get mad and jealous if you do. There are a few people that are exceptions to the rule. Vegas Matt, the guy I talk about,
loves it. Yeah,
who can, you know, defecate $700,000 into slot machines in a week, and nobody even thinks twice about it, and he gets 10 million subscribers. That's just, he's able to do it. He's able to get away.
It's a long tradition. It all started with that dick Abraham Lincoln.
How so? Explain.
He was talking about, oh, I grew up so poor, I had to do math on a shovel.
He did have that small cabin, though. You know,
yeah, big hat though.
Big hat, big mole.
Great mole.
Big chin. Anyway, they do. You know how it's like, oh, yeah. I had a rough.
Yeah.
We have caught celebrities that really are lying about their upbringing.
I love this. Who?
Victoria Beckham. I remember when I watched the David Beckham documentary. This one was pretty recent. In that documentary, Beckham, the titled Beckham, she claimed that she grew up very middle class until her husband, David, made her admit that her dad used to drive her to school in a Rolls Royce. Remember that?
It was so great because Beckham really was screwing with her because it was supposed to be a one-on-one interview and he just like stuck his head in to ruin everything.
Yeah,
I loved
that. You went middle class. You went to school in a Rolls Royce. Yeah, that's the way it works. Ice Cube, tough guy.
Yeah.
Well, he's not straight out of Compton. His parents both had stable jobs at UCLA and his high school years were split between a prep school and a charter school.
I had no idea.
And he
not
has
the
a
image he projects, I don't think.
He has a degree in architectural drafting. He does.
Really?
Yeah. Rapper Cam even called him out in a diss track saying, quote, you ain't never gangbanged in your life. I didn't know that about Ice Cube. I'm very surprised at that one.
Was he speaking of the fighting kind of gang or a sexual gangbang?
All right. Rob, behave. Thank you very much. We'll play the thing. Come on, God damn it. God.
Sexual gangbang.
Rapper, I'm sorry, similarly, Kid Rock was not, similarly.
Welcome to AI News.
Jesus Christ. Similarly. Really?
Yes.
That's my copy today.
Similarly. How would Jack Ken Cook say it?
Similarly. Kid Rock was not straight out of the trailer like he'd want you to believe. His parents were very rich, and he grew up on an estate in suburban Michigan that had a guest house, an apple orchard, horse stables, and private tennis courts. You wouldn't.
Apple orchard, you should not be allowed to rap. That's just my rule.
Drake likes to say that he started from the bottom, but he actually grew up in a wealthy neighborhood and became a TV star in sixth grade when he was cast in Degrassi. Still,
Canadian.
He claims Canadian TV didn't pay much attention. It didn't pay much, and we were very poor. Like,
does he have anything to do with the Drake's Cakes fortune?
I don't. It doesn't say it here.
Okay, I don't think it is.
Similarly, in her song "I Bet You Think About Me," Taylor Swift sings, "You grew up in a silver spoon gated community, glamorous, shiny, bright Beverly Hills. I was raised on a farm." No, it wasn't a mansion, just living room dancing and kitchen table bills. What she neglects to mention is that it was a 15-acre farm run as a hobby by her father, who was a Merrill Lynch financial advisor.
God, that's great.
So there's that.
I, too, was raised on a farm, and you don't see me saying I'm crying poor mouth.
How big was your farm? Your
we at the biggest farm. We your probably did. Farm. He had he owned about 5.5 acres.
Okay,
but we right. rented and shared others. So we did about 15 acres a year.
It's your biggest big. Crop was corn.
Corn and tomatoes were where the money was.
Tomatoes were the green. Yeah, absolutely. All right, more on Justin Timberlake. His lawyer said he's looking forward to vigorously defending him against his DUI charge. Quote. Justin will have a lot to say at the appropriate time. I saw the mugshot. What's he going to say? That he wasn't drinking at the time?
I saw the mugshot with the caption, bringing sexy BAC, meaning blood alcohol content.
You know, really, at a certain point, you take your medicine, right?
Yeah.
And look, if I'm Justin Timberlake and people are saying that I was hammered at the bar that I visited yeah. before I left, I would keep it on the DL. But if you get the wrong... headline grabbing, already giving a press conference attorney.
Yeah,
I'm not sure about that.
This is a you know what? This is similar to the Alec Baldwin try to control the narrative when you can't.
Yeah,
type of.
Sometimes you just have to shut up, don't you?
You
think,
do have to
really?
Shut up. Yeah.
On CBS Mornings, Gayle King said, "Quote: He's a really, really great guy. He's not an irresponsible person. He's not reckless. He's not careless. Clearly, this is not a good thing." But he knows that. Thanks, Gayle. Thanks for letting us. Look, I'm a fan of Justin Timberlake, and I bet he's a very good guy. I just don't need Gayle King to tell me he's a good guy.
Gayle is a legendary tick, and right now Justin Timberlake is hosting her
yeah.
because she's being nice to him. She also is a great tick with Oprah.
Right.
And Stedman. Yeah, she's a tick.
Now, here's a guy that's got a little more street cred when it comes to this, Billy Joel, who's had his own problems.
He hit a phone pole. Back
this
in
is
the
way you handle yeah. this. This is the way you handle this. This is the way I would handle this.
Okay.
Billy Joel, who a lot of people think I look like. Thank you.
Really?
Was interviewed. Yeah, when I showed the picture of myself on AI, people said, Billy Joel. Billy Joel never looked better. Losing his hair in the
I don't know. Beard. I always think Billy Joel looks like when they take the mask off Darth Vader in Jedi.
Billy Joel was interviewed by a local news station where Justin was arrested, and all he had to say was, quote, judge not lest ye be judged. That's what I would
That's
say.
That's great. But you know what's funny about that is if you take a step back, this happened in the Hamptons, and so there's right. some local news outfit in the Hamptons. This is, who can we talk to?
Probably
Billy Joel had a DUI.
Reporter.
Yeah, Billy Joel had a DUI. There. Let's go out to his mansion.
Conor McGregor also gave Justin some love. He shared a photo of his mugshot with the caption, free JT. So,
the sad thing is that the one of the first things Justin said to the cop is, and also allegedly the cop had no idea who he was.
Okay.
Because the cop was so young that Justin Timberlake has aged out. Justin Timberlake said, this is going to ruin the tour.
Yeah.
And the cop said,
from yesterday.
Yeah, but the cop said, what tour?
What
he
tour?
Says,
yeah.
The world tour.
Doesn't know who he is.
Well,
what I never understand is why is he driving himself? He's got enough money.
Yeah, but you know what? He likes to drive. I'm sure he's got some sweet ride that he loves to drive.
You know, that question is asked anytime celebrities get popped for this. And it's a good point because this is the way I look at it. If you're a celebrity and you have like cool cars and you love to drive, do it. But I would also think that when you're a celebrity of that level, you would have a pack and there would always be like people around you, right?
Yeah.
But who knows? I mean, once again, judge not lest ye be judged.
When you're drinking, Mike,
you're not using the best judgment either, right?
Let me tell you about a guy. Let me tell you another story about a guy I know. And when he knew he was really going to get hammered, he'd plan ahead and have an intern drive him. And you know what? It's not that hard because this may shock you, but Justin Timberlake is a little more important than the guy I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And it's not hard to find someone to give you a ride.
Boy, was the guy you're talking about an alcoholic.
He really,
that's for sure.
Every damn night.
Universal Music Group is going to offer their artists AI models of their own voices. Here's how it's going to work. Individual voices will be replicated using machine learning techniques. The artist will have full control of his or her AI voice, and it will not be made available to the public. So how would an artist use this technology? Well, he or she could record music without actually having to sing it, or it could be used to enhance an artist's voice. It could also potentially be used in a live setting for singers who can't quite cut it anymore.
Mm.
Think Ozzy Osbourne. A person sure. could also sing in a foreign language without having to learn it. That's kind of cool. That intrigues me a little bit.
Yeah, it's this is, I think, they're playing the long game here, because if they offer it, so I mean, it's no big deal to offer this technology. Everyone has this technology.
Right.
But if the artist signs off on it, then when the artist dies, they can do virtual shows and holograms and jukebox musicals.
And if it offers people joy, Rob, yes, there will be money to be made. But you know what? I mean, if you could have your favorite artist and hear their voice singing another song, I don't know. I might not be averse to that.
If I'm not mistaken, that's how the most recent Randy Travis release was handled. It was partially his voice and partially AI Randy Travis. And of course, we all know what happened with the last Beatles record is that they used AI to finally clean up tracks of John Lennon to be usable. They were not recreated. They were actual tracks of Lennon, but in previous technology, they couldn't clean them enough to make them be a record. So again, it's just a matter of choosing what you use AI for and using your powers for good.
Well, Universal Music says, quote, it gives artists new music superpowers and completely reimagines how music is made, enabling them to expand what is possible. So I don't know. I can't
watch Universal Music. They're buying everything. They're
I think really when it comes everything. To AI, this is my theory on AI. All right.
Yeah.
Let's enjoy it until the robots kill us. That's the way I look at that. Every time.
When the robot kills you, Mike, AI will be able to provide your scream.
Yes, yeah, and for future generations. Some workers love being in the office, and for some jobs, it's basically a necessity. But for jobs that can be done from anywhere, employers are having a tough time coming up with incentives that can make the office more appealing than the convenience of your home. A new report in Bloomberg says employers have added perks like fancy coffee. That wouldn't get me out of the house. Yoga classes. If I'm going to work, I want to minimize my time there and get back. So yoga classes at work.
Yeah.
DJ parties? Really? That's going to move the meter?
Is that at a radio station?
Now they have something new to dangle. This might be the one that kicks it. Their own desk. Their own fancy new desk. Over the past 5 years, some companies had transitioned to hot desking setups where workers grab a workspace when they show up and they can move around throughout the day. It was supposed to be a more modern, communal, adaptable working environment. But now the idea is that for people that are sick of bouncing around their home using various surfaces as workspaces, giving them their own dedicated desk is a way to win them over. Yeah, good luck with
this
that.
This is a total CBS move. I was given a desk when I was like 25. I was given an office when I was 27. And guess what? No more money. And they also said, how would you like to choose your title? I said, great. No more money. Because a title doesn't cost them anything.
Put something on the business card to save you money in the long run.
That's
the way,
BS.
That's the way it goes. The results, and by the way, I know I give Rob the crap about sugary soda. Okay, this is included in this study. That's not the reason I put it in here. And by the way, Carla said to me the other day, you know what? He drinks three or four of those. What about your 8 Diet Cokes you're going to drink during the day? That's worse for you. So there,
poison,
there's
Mike.
That. I'd
Thank
say
you.
That to you. The results of a 20-year study on the American diet have just been released, and apparently Americans are eating healthier. In 1999... 49% of people said they had a poor quality diet, but now that number has decreased to 37%. That's 12% of people eating less bad. The authors of the study consider that modest improvement, because it still means more than 1 in 3 people have a terrible diet. A good quality diet is defined as higher intake of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, fish, nuts, seeds, or legumes. I know it's legumes.
It's French. It means the goons.
Legumes, and lower intake of sugar-sweetened beverages, processed meat, and saturated fat and sodium. Turns out there's one big detail you need to know. The quality of Americans' diet in the study was self-reported.
Oh, so it's lying. And that means, Mike, at least 4% were undecided.
Right.
Exactly. And what people think are healthy has changed from then to now.
Exactly. Right. Mm-hmm. You know what? I have switched away from white bread entirely. Have you tried Dave's Killer Bread, or as my father refers to it as Killer Dave's Bread?
Dave's Killer Bread is
fantastic.
And you got to get it in the refrigerated section, right?
No. I keep mine in the fridge, but it's...
I thought they sold that in the refrigerated section. Now you've reminded me. We had that in the house. Oh, that's good stuff, isn't it?
It is. And it's got better stuff for you in it, so it's nice. Finally, put your baloney on that.
A British farmer was... Oh, by the way, I think I'll set up the joke with Rob Spiewak.
Okay.
And hate to use bad words, but sometimes you have to. Yeah. Rob, at the end of the story, when I cue you, why don't you wear that?
Okay. I'm writing.
A British farmer was reunited with his Rolex watch 50 years ago after it was believed to have become a meal for a hungry cow. James Steele is 95. He said he bought the Rolex shortly after his 21st birthday in 1950, all the way back in 1950.
Wow.
But he lost it about 20 years later while working on his Shropshire, England farm. We know a farm in Shropshire, England.
That's the fun of it.
Steele said he searched the fields for his watch, but his only lead was a nearby cow. The cow could have eaten it with a mouthful of grass, this gentleman said. He told the BBC the watch has now resurfaced 50 years later after Steele's son gave treasure hunter Liam King. You know him, right, Rob?
Hi.
They gave Liam King permission to use his metal detector.
Yeah.
And he said to the watch, I know where you are. I will find you. And I will kill you.
You went a different direction.
It was unclear whether the watch, which now has a green tint to its face,
of course,
had indeed passed through a bovine's digestive tract. It was, he says, quote, I was quite pleased because I never thought I would see the watch again, but I have got it now. I only have half the bracelet. The other half must have disintegrated. And I saw a picture of the watch. And
you know, Mike. I've been thinking. I listened to the whole story, and I'm left with a question.
What's your question, Rob?
Why don't you wear that?
That watch that we're talking about?
Precisely.
No, I heard it's a shitty model.
Hiya! Hiya! Hiya!
It disintegrated.
We'll come back with Rob's mailbag.
Yes.
That's right. People are reaching out to Rob Spiewak. I have the address right here that I'll give you when we come back. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. We thank you. And I thank the United States government for providing me with my medical help. Summertime, hot time, sweaty time, humid time, flooded car time, thirsty time, rehydration time, not telling you what's wrong with your car time. Hot weather requires extraordinary hydration. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink in a single stick, you can drink.
Delicious.
It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration drink brand in America. Back to my old staple today and my Pizza Hut cup, Lemon Lime.
You know, from day one, Lemon Lime has always been your go-to, and it is strong. It is an excellent flavor, but...
It's really not a stick. It's a pouch.
Well, that's how they refer to it. That's their marketing. You know, it's like a little tube. You know what it is? It's almost like they used to do Pixie Sticks. Remember? Powdered sugar that you would just eat, but this makes a delicious beverage, you know?
I really, really love Liquid IV. It's science-backed. It's got all sorts of good stuff in there. Clinically tested nutrients turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. It's a zero-sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners, clinically tested to hydrate more than water alone, and I love it. You just tear the top off like
that's
this.
That's it. It's so simple.
You pour it in. Stir, stir, stir. Stir it good, as my grandfather would say.
You know
stir
what,
it good.
One of the reasons that it's a stick is it's easy to pour into a bottle of water.
That's right. 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off with your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com. I drank it too fast. And use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. All right. It's time for Rob's Mailbag. If you want to send anything to Rob Spiewak, it's Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Or you want to send some stuff down here to Florida, it's the new TMOS address, 13300 South Cleveland Avenue, Suite 56, Box 202, Fort Myers, Florida, 888-343-9907. With that wonderful band intro.
It's the La Plata High School Band, Mike.
They're absolutely the gold standard, Rob.
Also, just a tip of the hat to Carrie for knowing my schedule, who just sent me a text. Still recording? ?
She cares.
She does, desperately. Mike, our first letter, it's funny. The date at the top is not today's date. It says June 22nd, 1959.
Wow.
Really? That's a familiar.
Dear mailbag, greetings and salutations from the middle of birthday season. It is really the high holidays right now. Today I rise to recognize the impending celebrations of my friend and pitmaster extraordinaire, Doug Carlson. Great guy, Doug. On Friday the 21st, and my little brother, Tom Vastrick, next Tuesday the 25th. Salute. But of course, there is one other birthday to celebrate in the coming days that represents a significant milestone, and so I have composed a poem. But since my previous poems have not always been that well received, I am following the show's lead and used AI to assist me with a poem entitled Mike's 65th Birthday is the name of the poem, okay? Some music, please. In the spotlight's glow, where laughter blooms, Mike stands tall, a jester with endless rooms. 65 candles flicker on his cake, a life well lived, a legacy to make. Carla, his muse, with eyes that gleam, a beautiful wife, a partner in his dream, she whispers secrets, shares the punchline. Their love a comedy, forever intertwined. So raise your glasses, let joy cascade, for Mike the funny man in the spotlight shade. 65 revolutions around the sun, may laughter be his legacy, forever spun. Happy birthday, Mike, may your punchlines never end. May your love and laughter be your eternal friend. Emoji party horn, emoji cake, emoji gift. Signed, Dirk Vastrick, P1BDETMOSHOFOG. From Dirk.
Lovely.
You're dissatisfied?
Oh, no, no. That's me saying it's fantastic.
I think it's nice that Dirk checked in.
So I would recommend that AI program to...
I'll recommend your services to anyone I know who has diabetes.
There you go.
That AI program, Mike, only available on an Atari 800. If you want to use it,
very, very, very nice. Thank you, Dirk. Appreciate that.
Bill Fuller writes, Rob, for you, Mike, and Josh, if you could go back in time to visit yourself at a much younger age, what advice would you give yourself so that you could deal with the fears and challenges that you confront in the future? This is a serious question. I look forward to hearing your insights. Thanks.
Can you give me that again, the way that was phrased, to make me compose my answer?
If you could go back in time to visit with yourself at a much younger age, what advice would you give yourself so that you could deal with the fears and challenges that would confront you in the future? Bill in Sacramento. Sorry.
You want to go first?
Yeah, I would say...
You want to bring Sroka in on this, too?
Yeah, well, he asked for Josh, but okay. I would say...
Let's start with Sroka.
Josh.
What would you tell the young Josh with his mohawk?
Probably warnings about the first wife.
Valid.
You know, Josh, let's avoid that.
It's kind of fresh for him. It's still kind of fresh for him. That's it. That's okay.
No, it's not fresh. It's something I got to deal with regularly because the kids are still there.
Okay. Yeah, and the wound. Well, you have to admit the wound's a little shiny.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Just a bit. Hey, that's me. That's me in my 40s. That's me in my 40s. Losing my religion. He hasn't lost his religion, though.
Nope, okay. Just paychecks.
No. Okay.
Well, plays well with others, excellent at sharing.
Hey, Josh, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
And this, you don't have to answer it if you don't want to, but when you have paper on the arrangement, right?
I do.
Everything's done. Everything's finalized. Correct.
It's finalized, but hopefully opened back up soon.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Is there anything in there,
Mike? Nothing makes a marriage sound better than when you say, "Do you have paper on it?"
Well. I have
paper. I'm not happy with it.
Okay.
So it's been 3 years and going to see if I can get those tweaked.
Okay.
Excellent.
Is there anything in your paper that says making public comments about it are verboten?
Just the name.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Okay. Valid.
So I can talk around it.
I have two previous relationships where very specifically mentioned, don't mention, probably names as well.
No, mine has that, but I've been told just talk around it.
Okay. All right. I think you're successfully doing that. Mm-hmm. In that case, I've got to spin a little bit here. Three marriages, all of them happy.
Is that what you tell the younger of yourself?
There you go. No,
wait for number three.
You get to go second. I'll go third because I got to get more thoughts.
I obviously would say, hey, lay off the booze. You know what? You're not helping yourself. Don't do that. Beware. You have an addictive personality and don't do it. That's a physical warning. A mental warning, I would say, don't hide from your feelings and don't let other people beat you down. If you think you can do something, you can do it no matter what other people tell to you. So, yeah, go. Keep reaching. And
keep reaching for the stars.
I know it sounds jive, but I feel like a lot of people sort of on the way up for many, many years, starting in my teens, they said, well, that's not going to work for you. Don't do that. And I wish I'd tried for it, I felt a little held back sometimes by other people's opinions. Don't pay so much attention to them.
Okay. All right. Very good. I like that. I would tell myself I would say that if something challenges you intellectually in school,
mm-hmm.
you double the effort to improve on it. I would, because believe it or not, to this day, being mathematically challenged frustrates the hell out of me.
Yeah.
And it really seems to, not a week goes by where there's not a moment where I just wish I comprehended something a little bit better. And I think that my parents allowed me to skate, and my teachers allowed me to skate, and I allowed myself to skate. And I really, really look back on that as academically, I wish I'd pushed myself more. I love the business that I'm in, and I'd probably still be in the business of show. But as far as numbers and all of that, I always deferred to other people. So, and that comes from elementary school, just not being a mathematical person. And I wish that I had been forced to, or if I had on my own, put my nose to the grindstone more in that area of academic expertise. I wish I'd worked through it
I've become more useful to you.
And there's always time for business school.
There is
as we know.
Okay, there is indeed. Thank you for that wisdom. There you go. That was Josh Soroka. Send the letters to him, please.
Robert Bowman, Mike. He writes
Robert Bowman, Bob Bowman.
Mike, this is a good letter. I like this.
How about you, Bob? Bob Bowman?
I wanted to request two things when you guys get a chance. Both are record talk-ups. I would like to hear Gapo, the great and powerful Oz, try his hand at talking up a record. Josh, have you ever played music on a radio station at all?
There's no way I can do anything like that.
And second, could Mike or Rob play a record and talk it up in an upbeat fashion as if you were a DJ during a zombie or any other kind of apocalypse? So we're not zombies, but the world is being taken over by zombies.
Let me ask Mr. Soroka again. We have to be careful with this, correct?
I think we'll be all right. You mean as far as streaming and music? I think we'll be okay.
Just to talk up, and then he kills it right after.
Yeah, exactly. Right. We're not going to play the record. Yeah.
All right. I'd like to talk up a record during a zombie apocalypse.
You don't even want to challenge Josh?
I don't want to challenge him. He's made it clear he doesn't want to do it.
All right.
You want to try it?
No, I'll try it next time.
Okay, try it next time. You know what? He's made it clear his feelings on that.
All right. Mike, I'm trying to pick up. How about Barracuda? Do you like to talk up Barracuda?
No.
Okay. Do you like to talk up The Boys Are Back in Town?
Yes.
Okay. Boys Are Back in Town on WABC.
Music. WABC.
WZOM. Hey, they're out there today. Boy, they are thick. Remember, if your friend gets bitten, you got to shoot him in the head with a shotgun. That's the way it works, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're out on the highways and byways, ways, you have to see one of those suckers. Run him right down, cut his head off, and throw it in the river. All right, we got a little Thin Lizzy for you right now. Those boys are back in town, all you zombies.
Guess who just got back today?
Kill it.
Good, good, good.
All right, very good.
May I do one? Yeah, I would like to do one. I will do...
As long as you don't say, if you miss a little, you miss a lot.
Why not? I wasn't going to, but I mean, that's, you know what? It's catchy.
It's catchy, good, but it's not yours.
No. Well, he's dead, so it's mine now.
Okay.
You can take them once they're dead, no? Okay. Here we go. I'm going to be on Kiss FM. Kiss FM. Hey, how you all doing with the zombie apocalypse? I tell you what, it's important to spot those walkers, and if you can, hit them with a rock. Knock them down, rip off an arm, and oh, don't forget, today is Tar Pit Tuesday, so I will see you down at the tar pit.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight.
Can I talk up that one once?
Just stuck
once
in the middle with you? Yeah, yeah, of course. You're going to work at WWDC.
Listen and learn. Learn and listen. The facts are fun on WWDC.
DC 101, Mr. Blue here. Hey, I got a zombie in my garage. I got him duct taped to a chair. I'm going to take a razor blade and cut off his ear. That's right, because he's not going to bother anybody anymore, and I'm a sick psychopath. And then I'm going to get shot by Mr. Brown or Mr. Pink or whoever
it is. I don't know why I came here tonight.
A little tribute to Reservoir Dogs.
I love it. I love it. So, yeah, there's your zombie talk up. So, remember, next time, Josh talks him up. And, Mike, I hold in my hand the last letter. All right?
Very good.
This, again, referencing your... Mike, this is referencing your birthday. So remember, folks, if you want to get those telegrams to Mike, and you love telegrams, don't you? Yes.
I'm sorry.
That's quite all right.
Yeah, telegrams. I love nothing I like better than a nice yellow Western Union telegram. Stop.
I would love to see a big stack of them, Mike. Yep. Anyway, this
one... I put them on like a big like needle.
Yeah, right? A spike.
You know, those things?
Yeah, like, okay. Okay. Happy birthday, clever mimic. That's you.
Oh, nothing I like better than that, people.
Has Carla come up with a cure for 65-year-old man's skin yet? I just need to stop with the random bruising, scabbing, and wrinkling. Also, the turkey neck and age spots. And maybe something for my internal organs, too. Please advise. Let me know, and thanks. Alan Wenzel.
Thanks, Al. Appreciate that. Hey, Al, congratulations on all your beautiful daughters, including your valedictorian.
Yes.
Very, very proud of you. And you just look, the way you post on social about your family shows me just how great a group you have. And I'm proud of you. But, we beat the Phillies 2 out of 3. Just thought I'd share that with you.
Yeah. Alan, in celebration, I'm going to send you a telegram.
Telegram. That's it. We got
for your birthday, Mike. Birthday 65 calls for a telegram.
We are, running late today. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, guess what it's time for, and it's appropriate for this holiday.
What's
this
that?
National holiday. Yes, I'll tell you when I come back.
Oh, that's good. Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding. This podcast is sponsored by Marley Spoon, the best tasting meal kit money can buy. And with the code TMOS, you can get 25 free meals, up to 25 free meals with Marley Spoon. You can choose from over 100 delicious recipes every week, from Cajun spiced chicken to poached salmon to butternut squash gnocchi to a vegan burrito bowl. Whether you are looking for vegetarian meals, family-friendly dishes, or low-carb options, Marley Spoon can customize the food you want to eat. They even have an all-in-house registered dietitian who actually assesses every recipe. So, it takes the guesswork out of eating healthy. Rob, are you loving your Marley Spoon?
The thing about Marley Spoon, Mike, is not only is it delicious, it teaches you how to cook. Because with every recipe, you get like an instruction card. You see that? It's step by step and tells you what to do, and it results in this. And this Japanese barbecue salmon with snap peas and red peppers, sensational. Something that I will revisit on my own, but it's so great when all the ingredients just come to your house and you got a card to tell you what you do. You look like a pro.
Experience the most personalized meal kit today with Marley Spoon. Head to marleyspoon.com/offer/TMOS and use the code TMOS for up to 25 free meals. Make sure the word offer is lowercase. Remember, up to 25 free meals with Marley Spoon. One last time, marleyspoon.com/offer/TMOS for up to 25 free meals, or click the button on our website. Easy. Make sure you use our promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you, ladies and gentlemen.
Mike, welcome. I need to. I'm sorry to do this. I need to bust in for 35 seconds or my OCD spidey senses will go crazy. Okay. I didn't close the mailbag.
And just another chance to hear this wonderful.
Yeah, this is also the La Plata High School Band. Here's where it gets good.
I have officially lost my place in the show.
You teased something that was appropriate to your birthday. I don't know.
Okay.
And, I think that was the holiday you were talking about.
And then we've got the flip side after that.
A nice fat flip side. Yep.
Okay. I'll make this brief because...
Take your time. We got nothing but time.
Okay. I called the doctor. A doctor's been calling me Dr. Cohen.
He's a doctor.
He's a gastroenterologist.
Do you like him?
I think I've only met him once, so I really don't have an opinion. I think he's nice and he's smart. So
that's good. Nice
two factors. But I primarily dealt with the PA or the nurse practitioner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've dealt with his pa,
Papa Cohen.
Oh God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Mike. We need you.
Okay. You know what? I'm fine now. I have to stop getting distracted by my phone during the show. That's very unprofessional.
That's, you know, Mike, that's only really been noticeable for the past 20 years. So if we can put a stop to it.
This is fine. I don't mind talking about this. I thought Josh would tell me I'm being irresponsible when I do that. And, you know, or maybe he wouldn't. But I am. I know. I can self-discipline. I have to tell you this.
What Josh would do is he would send you another gift.
I get a text. Oh, he didn't like you sending me gifts, Josh, did he?
No. Probably especially since I asked and he said no.
Yeah. So. It's like he sort of overrode my thoughts.
Yeah.
I asked the wife and she said, yeah, you should.
Okay.
Yeah,
when's your birthday, Josh?
January.
Ah, good. Oh. Telegram's coming to you.
Okay. Very exciting. So, you know, I got Carla's car in the shop after my accident, right?
Yeah.
Did you know that? So I'm essentially using my insurance vehicle rental for Carla because her vehicle's in the shop because it flooded. Did I talk about that, Rob?
You talked about the flooding. As a matter of fact, we had a letter we didn't get to that talked about what could be causing it, but it's more common in Isuzu automobiles. Do you want to hear what they had to say about it or not?
No, because I got a lot of those, and I get it. I understand what they're talking about, but I send it over there. It's really expensive. They got to rip out some stuff to do the diagnostic because they couldn't find it in the drains or the easy answer. And then I hear this bling as you're doing the mailbag and I'm reading my spot. And I look over and this is what I read. I don't even know where it comes from, but I see a 239 area code.
Yeah.
And I see, is now a good time for a call?
Is that
and
from
I
Carrie?
Immediately, I just lose it. I lose it because I'm like, that can only mean death. Right? That can only mean something horrible. And then I notice it comes from a rando roofer, you know? And it just blow me, roofers.
Remember
really him,
Mike?
Okay?
Rando
roofer?
I don't
have a bad roof. I pushed the wrong button and I'm getting solicitations from you. Shut the F up and knock it off, please, for the love of God.
Hey,
and
man.
I have to get a colonoscopy, according to Dr. Cohen.
Mike, you know what? Doesn't he have his own procedure called the colonoscopy?
The colonoscopy, no anesthesia, and you leave with a smile.
Always.
That's the way it goes, ladies and gentlemen. No, I'm a little freaked out by the entire thing.
No, you're going to be fine. You don't need a roof. The car could be a cinchy fix. You don't know this yet. They haven't determined what the problem is. And Dr. Cohen has a loving touch. All is well.
It falls into this category. And it's why we sell T-shirts that way. All right.
Okay.
I did well with the insurance settlement with the car wreck. I did. I'm happy with that. Everything is okay with that. It's going really, really well. But that never lasts. That never lasts.
You mustn't get happy.
That is why you don't get happy.
Yeah,
you don't get happy. Because right now, they are sitting over there at Midas Car Repair, sitting on their pile of gold, getting ready to bring the hammer down on the O'Mara family and tell us we're going to have to, you know, blow up the car in order to get it fixed.
Does Cohen do cars?
No, he doesn't. He does anuses.
Okay. Oh, Mike.
He does
apparently
rectums.
Apparently, I have been chastised in the chat. Trip Affleck, who doesn't love him, says the rule was no gifts except for milestone birthdays, and 65 is a milestone birthday. All hail birthday season. Good job, Josh Schroka.
There you go. How do you feel about that, Rob?
I don't care.
There you go. All right.
And maybe I'll make you a card with macaroni on it. Yeah. Would you like that?
To. Yeah. Oh, Josh, in the old days in the radio station, we used to I used to take my publicity photo and turn it into a birthday card you can eat.
I made really Mike a birthday time. Card that the theme was Peter North.
That was about as disgusting as
it was the worst.
It was fun, though. But so far, I dodged the bullet with the rental. I mean, the repair. We'll be right back. Look at me. Thanks to DermGlowSkin.com. And Dr. Cohen. 82 pounds and counting. I want to keep counting. This weekend's the weekend I keep counting. I've never felt better. And now it's cheaper and easier. As you can tell by listening to me, it's cheaper. I've never felt better. It's cheaper and easier than ever. We're talking lower prices, faster shipping. DermGlowSkin.com offers medical weight loss with semaglutide or tirzepatide delivered straight to your door. It's the real deal, Wade, and no insurance is needed. Get excited and feel like yourself again. Lose 15 to 26% of your weight from the comfort of your couch. Just go to DermGlowSkin.com, click the weight loss button, take the quiz, and qualify. Real results, real fast, and lower prices than ever. Stop the food noise and reclaim your true self. And now ask about raising your testosterone and balancing your hormones. Reach out to Carla for any inquiries. She was doing a conference call last night with a dude who wants to get on the meds, and she's good at it. She's dedicated to assisting you. DermGlowSkin.com with the lowest prices ever. Let's go!
Hello.
Wouldn't it be great if after the show you looked in your driveway and I had given you a brand new car with a big red ribbon on it, like a BMW commercial?
Fantasy. Yes, it would.
I would love that. I would love it. The last car I bought had the big red ribbon on it. They had to take it off in the showroom.
Did it really?
Yes.
It had a red ribbon. Isn't that nice when they do that?
I asked if I could keep the ribbon and they said no. It's huge.
You know, when I see those Christmas time commercials where, you know, it's like for a Lexus.
Yeah.
It's got a big, you know, stop it.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that anymore.
Exactly. And it's not like they're not sharing an income. You know, it's like the husband has been socking away money and bought the car without the wife having. No, she's paying the financing on that as well. It's
absolutely.
No great deal.
Absolutely.
The magic of the internet, Mike. You find stuff that you never think existed because in days of old, you would never see it again. In 1968, and I have to credit my friend Haiti for sending me this clip, Frank Sinatra did a television special called Frank Sinatra Does His Thing. Well, apparently Frank Sinatra's thing was singing with the Fifth Dimension. Now, I don't know if you remember the band The Fifth Dimension, Josh.
I do.
But I was talking to Josh because they skew a little older. They had a hit.
Up and away,
yes.
My beautiful balloon.
They also wore outfits. And I was surprised to see Frank Sinatra not only singing with the Fifth Dimension, but also in an outfit.
Oh, sweet violet.
Wow.
Isn't that a fever dream?
Oh, sweet violet.
They were great, too.
Oh, they're a great band.
Kind of a gospel based.
On October, I'm just a bit of a shade hung over. Come on, baby, do a slow boat. You're a good looking rhythm.
I remember them. That's how old I am.
But
those.
I mean,
are
just very odd to see Frank in that setting. But two things about that.
I had a Fifth Dimension album on 8-track.
Did it have Up, Up, and Away?
It did.
Did it have the Wedding Bell Blues?
Is it Surrey Down?
That's a Stone Soul Picnic.
Stone Soul Picnic.
Yeah.
There you go.
They had a great Marilyn McCoo, who people will know
That's
from their
it.
Solo
Marilyn
career.
Marilyn McCoo, who split off with Billy Davis Jr. They were both members of the Fifth Dimension, right?
Exactly right. And there was a fat guy that looked like Burl Ives. They all did well.
Yeah, they were fantastic.
But I just thought it was weird to see that. And Frank's voice, still great. I mean,
I like nostalgia sometimes when you do that for nostalgia's sake. And I more of that. Keep them coming. I think that's fantastic.
Mike, have you heard about the McMayhem?
All right, I'm going to say by what you're describing, that would be some sort of disturbance at a McDonald's restaurant.
Mike, you've nailed it. And also, to save time today, just assume that all of our things happen in Florida.
Okay.
Because they do. This is in Lakeland, Florida.
Lakeland.
I don't know if it's policy or not. I don't think the attendants at a McDonald's should have a gun at work. That's just me.
There's no audio, but we're told after an argument over an incorrect order, this employee throws a drink at customers through the drive-thru window. Another employee goes to lock the window,
but
the customers come back, open it, and begin grabbing what they can to throw back. Seconds later, the original employee returns with a gun in her right hand. She closes the window, but another customer opens it again, throwing a drink inside. A different security camera then shows the employee walking outside to confront
with
the customers.
The gun.
That's where police say she fired the gun, hitting their car at least once.
I would say go ahead and double check the orders before you give them to people.
Man, oh man. You know what? It used to be just be careful on the road.
Yes.
Now it's be careful, you know, for wigging out in the drive-thru.
The gutsiest move is after the window is shut, opening it and grabbing stuff inside the McDonald's and throwing it.
Yeah.
Like a handful of straws and napkins. So
I think it would be my opinion that the policy manual for the McDonald's Corporation would probably frown on an employee bringing a handgun into work.
I agree. I agree. And that's why I shop at Wendy's, Mike.
Yeah. Wendy's, only very long knives.
Like mine. Yeah, it's like my Sharp Studio.
Yep.
Okay, now this is another Florida story. CBS covered it. My grandmother, when she was disciplining her children, of which she had eight, she sometimes took into account, she said, sometimes it's just too tempting to blame the child entirely. If something presents itself that's very tempting, the child has limited self-control and it might get itself in trouble.
Yeah, so you're saying you blame the kid for everything? Is that
No. I'm saying that if the situation is set up in such a way that it's too tempting for the kid, you go a little easy on the kid because the kid is being tempted.
Oh, so the kid's not expected to behave when you
like
put the candy out on the,
right,
the shelf.
Right, okay. Precisely. Great example.
All right.
But in this instance, it was Saturday and the bank was closed. And the guy who was roaming around the neighborhood realized that the bank was unlocked. They forgot to lock the door of the bank when they closed it.
Couldn't help himself.
It was too tempting.
Liz, normally on a weekend when the bank is closed, you would think all the doors at the bank would be locked. But as you're about to learn, sheriff's officials say somehow the doors at this bank were left unlocked, and a guy wearing a mask simply walked right inside.
I'm shocked. I don't get it.
It's a case that has bank customers a little bit puzzled. Saturday night at about
Florida.
7, Martin County Sheriff's
Hope Sound
responded to the Wells Fargo Bank on Southeast Federal Highway in Hope Sound. After
Hope,
the bank's
you're right, Rob, I'm wrong.
Oh, okay,
the
sorry.
Sheriff's office about a bank robbery in progress, saying there was a masked man inside the bank. Deputies rushed to the bank, but there was no one there. For some reason, the alarm monitoring service waited an hour to call the sheriff's office, and by then the culprit was gone.
They put our deputies' lives in jeopardy as they ran lights and sirens to a bank robbery in progress. They were treating it like there was some employee in the bank being held up by a gun.
That's what they thought was going on. But, Mike, the alarm didn't go off until an hour after he rifled the cash drawers. And also, they state later in the story, when he discovered the bank's front door was unlocked, he went to a convenience store and bought a bandana to cover his face so he could go into the bank. But he was already on surveillance, noticing the bank was unlocked. So
you
the
know,
bandana was not helpful.
Who runs the bank that leaves the door unlocked and then has the alarm system that triggers an hour late? That
all
doesn't
I
make
said,
any sense to
all
me.
All I said, Mike, was, oh, Charlie.
It sounds like
try
an inside
it.
Job.
Not today.
It sounds like, do you think really it was an
well,
inside job?
Well, until the guy went next door, then he's just an idiot.
Yeah, he is an idiot, because if he had come with a bandana, things would have been okay. And let's close with this, Mike. What have I always told you? Right? Get out of the bathroom. But I also say it's never too late. It's never too late.
What you say all the time is that's how they get you.
Well, Mike, this is not that's how they get you. This is it's never too late. How would you think the possibilities are for a 105-year-old woman who spent her life in education to finally get her degree?
Time to time, I wish I'd finished and gotten my master's. Part of it was the fact that I have been a college director for a good number of years, and I didn't have the advanced degree and some of the other ones did.
Virginia had taken the required classes at Stanford, but needed one more thing, her master's thesis, when this happened in 1941.
Yeah, she actually was unable to finish and get her master's degree because of Pearl Harbor, but now she has graduated with a master's at Stanford. She's the first Stanford student to do a beer bong with Ensure. And also, Mike, amazingly, it proved out she has no gag reflex. She's
that's
great.
Wonderful.
Congratulations, old lady.
Yes, 105 years old. How's that bong, huh? There it is.
Oh, honey. All right, sometimes it's too tempting.
We'll be back with a bonus show tomorrow. If you haven't subscribed, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, get off your ass.
What the hell are you doing? Get out there and subscribe. Anything else we need to plug-a-roo, Mr.
Yeah, don't forget to lock up the studio.
Yeah, and lock the bank as well.
Please, yeah.
And hats are still available?
Hats are available.
And you're welcome to buy red.
Please.
And buy red. We have more red hats. Yes. God knows why that's problematic.
Exactly.
We'll see you tomorrow with a brand new episode for Josh Soroka, Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, folk.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I got nowhere else to go!